Today's gospel lesson comes from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 21, beginning with verse 1. John 21, verse 1. The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 21, verse 1. Hear now these words. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. And he showed himself in this way. Gathered there were Simon Peter, Thomas, called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of disciples. Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. They said to him, We will go with you. They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, Children, you have no fish, have you? They answered him, No. He said to them, Cast a net to the right side of the boat, and you shall find some. So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. The disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, It is the Lord. When Simon Peter heard it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped to the sea. But their disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there, with fish on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, Bring some of the fish you have just caught. So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, Come and have breakfast. Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, Who are you? Because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and he did the same with the fish. This is now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my lambs. A second time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Tend my sheep. He said to him a third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep. Verily truly I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and go wherever you wish. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will fasten the belt around you and take you where you don't wish to go. He said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. After this, he said to him, Follow me. Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following him. He was the one who had reclined next to Jesus at the supper and had said, Lord, who is that that is going to betray you? When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, Lord, what about him? Jesus said to him, If it is my will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? Follow me. So the rumor spread in the community that the disciple would not die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he would not die, but, If it is my will, they remain until I come. What is that to you? This the disciple who has testified to these things. He has written them, and we know that his testimony is true. But there are also many other things that Jesus did. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. My friends, to the word of God, for the people of God, thanks be to God. That's more I'll talk to you about breakfast on the beach. The breakfast on the beach. No, so often we think of Holy Week, we think about that Last Supper. But there was occasion a few weeks later where there was a breakfast on the beach. And so at this point, Simon Peter is in Galilee, and he's with Thomas and Nathanael, the sons of Zebedee, that'd be James and John, and two others who are not named. And so they're together. And so one evening, Peter says, I'm going fishing. Now, something about when you don't know what to do, just go back to what you used to do. So I'm going fishing. So Peter the fisherman gets in the boat with his buddies there, and they go fishing. And they fish all night long, casting down the nets, bringing up the nets, nothing. Casting down the nets, bringing up the nets, nothing. Midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and I guess around 7 o'clock, maybe around sunrise, is when they're getting tired of this. All night long, and nothing. Not even a goldfish. And then as they're doing that, and the sun's coming up, there is a stranger on the shore. And he hollers out to them, children, you haven't caught any fish, have you? And they holler back, no. And then this random stranger just yells back, cast your nets to the right side, and you shall find some. I don't know what difference that makes. Do you think these fish know the difference between the left side of the boat and the right side of the boat? But we'll try it. Got nothing to lose, right? And so they cast the nets on the right side. And all at once, all the fish showed up. But the nets, they were worried about breaking. They said they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. I've read that. I think about that classic movie. I'm sure more than a few of you have seen where the three men are in the boat looking for a certain shark, right? And the shark shows up and the guy says, you're going to need a bigger boat, right, Jaws? Well, here they're thinking we're going to need a bigger net and bigger boat. There are so many fish. We went from zero fish to we got the whole lake full of fish in our net. And then it says the disciple whom Jesus loved. A lot of folks think that it's John. I'm actually more inclined to think it might have been Lazarus. And I'll go into that more detail later. But he says, to Peter says, it's the Lord. And then Peter thinks, wait a minute. This is like, as Yogi Berra says, deja vu again, right? Because way back in Matthew and Luke's Gospels, remember how at the very beginning of the ministry, Jesus gets in a boat with Peter and his brother Andrew, and their buddies James and John are in their boat, and says, let's go fishing. And Peter says, oh, Lord, Master, we fish all night. We haven't caught anything. But if you ask us to, we'll try it again, you know. And then they brought in so many fish that Peter would say, woe with me, for I'm an unclean man. And so when John, or this beloved disciple, says, it's the Lord, Peter realized he did it again. He did it again. And so Peter puts on his robe. He got down to his working clothes there. And so he built on his robe, and then he jumps in the ocean, right? Jump in the sea. Starts swimming. I don't think you're supposed to put your jacket on and go swimming, but Peter is so excited, he puts on his robe and goes swimming. So there's disciples grabbing the oars, and there's Peter out here just doing laps. And so the disciples come to the boat. They drag the net full of fish. And it says they were not far from land, only about 100 yards off. Okay, 100 yards. Okay, so everybody who's been to a Friday night football game knows 100 yards, right? That's one football field. And so they get to the shore, and there's a fire with some fish and some bread. And there's Jesus, and he says, bring some of the fish you've just caught. So there's Simon Peter. He jumps up once again, grabs that net, hauls it up. 153 large fish. All night long, they couldn't catch anything. Jesus showed up and they caught 150 large fish in one try. And then Jesus asked, said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Here's the risen Lord and Savior. What is he doing? He's cooking breakfast for his buddies, the harvest servant. And this verse is interesting. Now, none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. So again, we see this theme like we saw with Mary Magdalene and the Cleopas, his buddy, and the road to Emmaus, to where people would see the risen Lord, but they didn't recognize him at first. It took a moment. And then Jesus came and took the bread, gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. So once again, Jesus is giving. He is serving. Jesus said, "I came into this world not to be served, but to serve. To lay down my life as a ransom for the many." And he goes on to say, this is the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples until he was raised from the dead. And then we get to this great scene of where Jesus has a little talk with Peter. Now, I don't know about you, I really don't like when people want to talk to me one-on-one with a bunch of folks around, right? But what does Jesus do at the breakfast table? "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Well, yes, Lord, you know I love you." "Feed my lambs." "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." "Tend my sheep." "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." "Feed my sheep." Now, why is Jesus having this conversation? Now, well, think back on Thursday night or Friday morning. Jesus was arrested and on trial and outside the courthouse, if you will, by the fire. You got Simon Peter warming his hands, listening in. Now, earlier, Peter was boasting and bragging, wasn't he? "Now, Lord, all these others may forsake you, but you can depend on me, the rock. I'll die for you. I'll go to jail with you." "Oh, Simon, Simon, Satan's been asking for you, but I've been praying for you that once you've been converted, you will strengthen your brothers. I tell you in truth, before the rooster crows, you shall deny knowing me 3 times. "Oh, no, Lord, I'll never do that. I'll never deny I knew you." And yet, what happened? As the evening wore on, Peter began to realize that this was serious trouble. Jesus was in big-time trouble. And so he goes in through the gate with a security pass from his buddy, and the person at the gate says, "Hold on a second. Aren't you one of the disciples of Jesus?" No. I don't even know who that is. A little while later, someone says, "Hey, I noticed you speak with those Galilean accents. You're not one of those Jesus disciples, are you?" No. Jesus, don't even know who he is. And then while he's at the fire, one of the servants who helped arrest Jesus is there and looks at him and says, "Wait a minute. Aren't you the dude with Jesus that put out the sword and cut off someone's ear?" "Oh, no. I don't know Jesus. I swear to God, I don't know who he is." When it says he swore, that means he swore to God. Saying, "I don't know who Jesus is." And then Luke's gospel gives one of the saddest verses when it says, "And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the words of the Lord." In other words, Peter was so close that the moment of that third denial, Jesus could just turn his head and look at him. And as he did, that rooster started crowing. And Peter remembered the words of the Lord, and he ran out and wept bitterly. 1, 2, 3 strikes, and you're out, Peter. You deny the Lord 3 times. And so now, here at the breakfast table on the beach, Jesus is giving Peter a chance to redeem himself. Just as Peter had publicly denied Jesus, now Jesus is giving Peter a chance to publicly acknowledge his love for him. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know I love you. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know I love you. Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know everything. You know I love you. 1, 2, 3. You see, God's mercy and grace doesn't count us out. It counts us back in. This is way of Jesus showing Peter he was forgiven and showing Peter was given to his buddies there on the beach. And then notice each time he said this, Jesus gave him a command. Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep. I remember years ago as a kid, I was at the Calhoun United Methodist Bible School. Now, we got one coming up here, right? That's back when I was participating in the Bible school. And one of the songs they taught us was, Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know I love you. Feed my sheep, Peter, feed my sheep. Talks about feeding his lambs, tending his sheep, feeding his sheep. What does feeding my lambs mean? That's how you feed the lambs. That's talking about your young folks. You teach them these Bible stories and Bible songs, Bible verses when they're young and start planting that seed. You don't wait till they're 17, 18, and in trouble at all to talk about Jesus. Very early on, you talk about them, how God loves them. Jesus loves them. Jesus loves me, this I know. Why? For the Bible tells me so, right? That's how you feed lambs and sheep. And you know, and there's no way that Peter could ever have forgotten that. And I don't think it's a coincidence that when we read 1 Peter, there's a few verses where Peter talks to the shepherds of the flock and says, you shepherds, talking about the local pastors, shepherd well. Do not do it with dictatorship and overbearing, but do it with love and grace, that you may receive a reward when the great shepherd comes. Peter could never have forgotten being on the beach and hearing Jesus tell him 3 times, feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep. Here was the good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep, telling Peter, a lesser shepherd, Peter, take care of my sheep. And then he gives Peter a warning. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and go wherever you wish. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go. And that's a reference to how in sometime around 60-62 AD, Peter fell in the hands of the Emperor Nero. He was prosecuting and persecuting and executing Christians. And according to this story, Peter was arrested and crucified. And some sources said he was crucified upside down, that he felt he was not worthy to die the same way that Jesus had. He said this to indicate the kind death by which Peter would glorify God. And then Jesus says to Peter, follow me. And then Peter does something that we're all guilty of. He turns around and sees the beloved disciple and says, Well, Lord, what about him? Jesus said, if it is my will that he remains till I come, what is that to you? Follow me. And the author says, a rumor got started that that person would not die until Jesus came. So that's one reason why I kind of think it was Lazarus, because it'd be easy to think if Lazarus was raised from the dead, he would be alive when Jesus comes back. But this individual did die eventually. So many Christians, I'm afraid, are doing that. They're looking at someone else like, well, what about him? What about her? What about that person? Quit worrying about other folks. Worry about yourself. Kind of reminds me in school, right? When you're a teacher. Quit telling everybody. Do your homework. Do your schoolwork. I don't even hear what they're up to. I see it. And what does Jesus say? If it's my will, he remains till I come. What is that to you? Follow me. Oh my, where did Peter hear that before? Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Let her own. If any man wishes to be my disciple, he must deny himself daily, take up his cross, and follow me. That's a challenge for all of us, isn't it, as disciples? When we give our lives and hearts to Jesus Christ, our job isn't to be nosy, worrying about this person, that person. Our job is, Lord, I'm following you. Lead the way. And then here are these two great verses I really love. This is the disciple who is testifying to these things and has written them. And we know this testimony is true. In other words, he didn't make this up one night and after drinking too much coffee. He was an eyewitness. He saw these things happen. And if you go to Central, the library, my office, I actually have a piece of artwork that a former student, Michaela Jenkins, made for me back in 2016. I still have it. And in the artwork, she had written out these words. But there are also many other things that Jesus did. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Amazon.com can't sell enough books to tell us all the things that Jesus did and continues to do to this day. Now, what about us? Are we about doing what the Lord says about feeding his sheep, tending his lambs? Are we like Peter? We're too busy washing everybody else when we should be washing ourselves and make sure we're walking in the footsteps of Jesus and following him. My prayer this morning to all of us will look for opportunities to tend to his lambs, tend to his sheep, feed his sheep. And every morning we wake up with attitude, Lord, I'm following you. Thanks be to God. Amen.